It's time to take five for your community. A new sponsor on board today. We welcome Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy as our sponsor of this program. Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, caring for your healthcare needs since 1899. Take five also brought to you by the Emerald Place in Washington. Our guest today is Jane Ann Beard from the Purdue Extension Office here in Daviess County. Jane Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Jane Ann is all smiles today after a nice big Purdue University Boilermaker win last night.
That was pretty sweet. Yes, it was.
But we're not here to gloat about the Boilermakers winning or
nothing. No, that's dangerous. No. Nope.
We're here to talk about 4-H and the Purdue Extension Office and some upcoming programs. What you got, Jane Ann?
Well, just a reminder that January 15th is the online enrollment deadline, so that's coming up pretty quickly. I believe that's next Sunday. So we want to remind everybody that's a past member or those who are interested, it's time to get that process done.
It's real easy to sign up. You just go to the website. Do you have that there handy?
It certainly is. You can go to the 4-H Indiana 4-H Online. It's in.4honline, and the H is lowercase, and walk through the process. However, if you have questions, the ladies at the extension office or I can will gladly help you if you would like to stop by.
And what age group are we talking about again?
We're talking mini 4-H in grades K through 2, and then our traditional program, which is grades 3 through 12.
Was there any word on how Carrie did? Carrie Lane was our past queen at the Daviess County Fair. Did you hear how she did at the state fair?
Great pictures on Facebook. She did a very good job yesterday. I don't think she made the top 16, but she certainly represented Daviess County well, and she looked beautiful in her picture. So we're very proud of Carrie.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you get to that level, at the state level, you've been up there many, many years. That's a tough competition.
It certainly is. I think there were three or four young ladies from the Area 3, which is Southwest Indiana. But, again, quite proud of Carrie and all of her accomplishments. And she will continue to represent Daviess County until July.
All right. Well, so get enrolled. Again, 4-H deadline is the next Sunday. Go on to the website and walk through the steps. It's real easy to do to get on board for 4-H. And we got another program coming up too, right?
Well, can we back up real quick? I might mention the extension office is going to be open until 6 o'clock this Wednesday. If someone needs to walk in and have help with the online process, we'll be glad to do that.
Okay.
So that's Wednesday. So
Wednesday.
Yes. We do have a program called Boiler Blast. Boilermaker Blast, I'm sorry, coming up in February. It is this is open to young people in grades, I believe it is 5 through 7. It's also on our website, 6 through 8, I'm sorry. And on Saturday, February 11th, it is all these computer things that I seem to struggle with doing, little bits, the makey, the 3D printing, robots. It's an activity. It's being held in Warwick County. We plan to have one later on in the spring here, but if you're interested in that program, it's also on our website and or call the extension office.
The Boilermaker Blast is on Saturday, February 11th. Mm-hmm. It's 10 to 5 local time, and it is free, right, to all participants.
Yes, it is, and they're doing some really, really neat things. We received a grant in Area 3 from Toyota, which allowed us to purchase some really, really neat computer things for kids, for young people.
If you want more details on that, again, the 4-H Extension Office, the Daviess County Extension Office is a great place to find the info for this interactive day of tinkering, building, and designing for grades 6 through 8 is what they're calling it. And you can never learn enough about computers.
Yes, I agree to that. I'm learning every day, and when I go to this, the kids teach me.
Any other things you'd like to add this morning, Jane Ann?
No, I just want to say to remind everybody, if you have questions on the 4-H program or if you're interested in joining, get that process completed soon.
Get on board. Call. And, you know, so many, you see so many 4-H'ers that you had when they were youngsters now coming through and leading 4-H groups, and it's just, it gets in your blood, doesn't it?
It does, and it's very rewarding to me to see that. I'm so proud of the young people that come back and do participate. I also would remind those in grades 9 through 12 that it's scholarship application time, and they have received those applications via email or in the mail. So if they've been in 4-H, they are aware of that. But if you need help with those scholarship applications, those are due this month also.
The extension office is always there to help, located just across the street from the courthouse, right?
Exactly, right. And our phone number is 812-254-8668.
That's where you'll find Jane Ann Beard and the crew at the Davies County Purdue Extension Office. Guys, Jane Ann, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And get signed up for 4-H before that deadline coming up this Sunday. And good luck to and continued success to your Boilermakers.
Well, one game at a time. Thank you.
Jane Ann Beard with the Purdue Extension Office, our guest. Take 5 for your community today, a service of Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Serving your healthcare needs since 1899, and the Emerald Place in Washington.